10 to 11 is a new installment of the Lost Discs Radio Show.
Where are John, Joe, Jake, Jim, Jerk?
Hey, everybody. It's your buddy Joe Stacks.
Hi, welcome back.
Oh, yeah?
And the Lost Discs Radio Show is live and new tonight.
What they're trying to create is a self-sustaining electromagnetic dynamo.
Extremely cool radio with Jim E. Knight, Dr. Doc Brown, Chesty, and Joe Stacks.
We're a John, Joe, Jim jerk.
Dr. Doc Brown.
Hey!
Oh my God.
And get this.
See, here it is now, coming at you. Now, top of the hour now. We're coming on live for another hour of the obscure action for your musical edification. Dr. Doc Brown is in his golden throne.
Yes, with a golden cerveza.
Joe Stacks on the phonium line, making it happen.
Greetings. World.
Wow. Actually, a decent level. Hey, speaking of decent levels, Chesty on the microphone.
I'm only drinking some nighttime Java.
All right. So, see, there you go. That's all you need to know. Yes, the Roadrunner is in the studio tonight, folks. Let's hear that again.
Let's hear that, Mimi.
Meep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, kicking it off with the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band, right? And we're going to be getting back to that little action toward the end of the show as well, so you want to stick around for all the hijinks, Doc, that are going to ensue now.
Sure, I could only imagine. You
can. All right, well, I tell you what.
Yeah, barely.
All right there, Mr. Smarty Pants. Speaking of the kind of action that you're going to be digging, I'm just going to kick off the show right here with something. Remember how we used to try to stump Joe Stacks?
Yeah.
I'm going to stump everybody. I'm just going to throw this out. And no fair like Shazamming this or anything.
Right.
You just got to say, name this group.
Okay.
That's all I want to know. All
right.
By the time we come out of the set, name the group. Joe, you're going to name this group. Right? All the guys in the chat room over at Area 51, Cosmic and Brad and whoever the hell else, Yukon Jack. And by the way, Yukon Jack says hi, Joe, to Joe Stacks.
Yo, Yukon.
Right? You dig that? So let's dig this action. You're going to know this one, man, maybe. tonight exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
Here I am again, mama. I'm knocking on your door. To let me in, I swear I won't be the way I was before. Don't you know that I've been thinking about what you told me, rolling it over in my mind. And much to my surprise, I find.
Radio.
You talk about mediocrity, there is a classic example.
Lost this.
I can't take no more of this
radio.
Lost this radio.
By request.
On a
the Kinks. We're playing the Kinks by request. Okay, that came in from Ken and Marlene up in Toronto, we think, in the Toronto area, right? That's earlier today when they found out we were going live tonight for the show.
Doc, is there a team called the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yes.
Okay.
This sports update brought to you by Dr. Doc Brown's Magic Mushrooms. So they emailed in ahead and said, you know, hey, big holiday weekend. That's funny, man, because I was listening to, the CBC is off shortwave now, officially.
Really?
They've been off for about a year and a half.
Oh, now. I remember that announcement.
And they, but the transmitter on 6070 kilohertz shortwave has been reactivated for the relay of AM, what is it, AM 900? No, I'm sorry, AM 1010. From Toronto is relayed on shortwave on 6070 kilohertz.
So we can't hear the Caribou Inuit tribes anymore.
I forget the call letters. Yeah, we don't get the Sackville We don't get the fact on the Sackville New Brunswick Jack transmitter no more. Since they shut that thing down there, you know, the government CBC shortwave. But they are back on 6070 with that relay up from 1010 out of Toronto. Anyway, Ken and Marlene emailed in and wanted to hear that Kinks record, right, off of their album Arthur from 1969, in honor of Victoria Day, which is Monday for the big holiday weekend up Canada way. So if you're listening to us, you're digging us, we know we're big in Canada, Doc, remember?
Yeah, with the Halifax, Nova Scotia connection.
How big we were syndicated there for a while, but that's been dried up for a long time. But we do still hear from a lot of Canadian listeners. So get it. Go ahead. Give them the email, Doc, in case they want to chime in.
LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. And discs with a C.
Spell the word discs with a letter C in it, you know. Before that, it was the koala. Okay? We got to come back and talk about that real quick, Joe. But yes, we kicked off the set with who? Who? Who was it? Who knows who that was?
I got it. I know
this. Right, because Brad and UConn in the chat room got it. Go ahead, Joe.
That was the Five Man Electric Band.
That's right.
Wow.
Same guys that did Sands. I'm ripping down your signs. Going in the church with the sign. Remember that one there, Doc?
Oh, yeah, with the hair and the hair and the hat.
Yeah,
and
the, yeah, right. Creepy boy.
Imagine me working for
imagine
you.
Imagine that.
Right.
All right. So, yeah, Five Man Electrical Band.
I guess Electrical Band.
Is it? We had that 45 for you there, and I don't know. That's who that was doing absolutely right. It was their follow-up to Signs, and it hit top 40, but it wasn't a big deal. Back around 1971 or 2, and we kicked that was kicking off that set. And then, okay, so the Koala. Now, Joe, I've often heard that these guys had an album that was kind of prized by psychedelic-type collector guys. Well, I've never heard the album, but I did come across the single.
You know, this is one of those things where I haven't heard the album myself, but it did come out 68, 69 maybe, on the Capitol label.
Yeah, man.
Back at a time when, like, Capitol was just, all you had to do was show up. You know, and you could get a deal. I mean, look, you had the groups like, you had the Koala, you had the Corporation, you had the Common People, you know, you had Gandalf, you had CAC. You know, it's like all these obscure psych bands, and Capitol just went, well, maybe one of these guys will hit.
Yeah.
Let's sign them.
Yeah. But now they didn't hit.
Well, no.
So far as we can tell. But I don't know. I thought that was Don't You Know What I Mean from the Koala. And it kind of annoying and kind of catchy at the same time. I don't know. Hey, we've heard in on the email from John in Mid-North Indiana. He's got us on the shortwave radio. Transmission, folks, at an S9 with some slight noise. He'd like to say hi to Dr. Doc Brown.
Oh, nice.
There, tonight. Okay, so get it in, folks. Once again, it is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. Right? And so we're going to keep... Oh, boy. Now, well, you're going to want to get... You're definitely going to want to get in your felicitations for this. The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents... Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Great, fantastic, marvelous, marvelous. That's it, baby. Hold that one. Great. Marvelous. No, don't move. Don't move. Beautiful. Super, baby. That's it, baby. Hold it. Super. Super, love. Hold it. Great. Marvelous. That's it, baby. Hold it. Super. Super. Marvelous.
Marvelous. Marvelous. Well, my chick pick tonight is a song about a bird, the Blue Bird, and it's by Billy Drake.
No, the Bluebird's the name of the group.
Bluebird's the name of the group.
Yes, Bluebird is the name of the group, Jesse.
And Billy Drake. Drake means duck, doesn't it? Some kind of duck.
I think it's a guy's name, Jesse.
I don't know. There's a lot of birds flying around. That's all I know.
Okay. And the Blue Jays just lost 6-5, by the way. Toronto Blue Jays. Speaking of birds.
Way to tie it in there and saving your ass there, Chesty. Okay. Okay, we can start it over or you can just keep going there, Chess. Go.
No, funk it up. Go ahead.
What
play
you
it
got? What?
Uptown.
What you tell me, dude?
I'm telling you to spin that thing.
Now to mix a batch of my secret formula.
When I see a high skirt watching to my eyes, it's hard to keep them under my heels. Even though I'm taken, I'm always making eyes at any face that's new. Lots of good distraction, always so much action, hard to keep my mind on you. Sure a great deal of girl on the high heel, hard to keep my mind on you.
Thank you.
to adore it. Hard to keep my mind on you. Girls are passing by me, know they want to try me. Hard to keep my mind on you. But if you were me, girl, you would probably, girl, do the very same thing too. I know what I got, I know you are alive. That's the only thing that makes it bad. Even though you're sweet, it's hard when you compete with the other girls I've never had. When I see a hot skirt watching through my eyes, it's hard to keep my mind on you. Even though I'm taking, I am always making eyes that ain't face it's new. Lots of good distraction, always so attraction, hard to keep my mind on you.
Was that too square? Like, you know what I mean? Like that.
It had a sunshine day feeling to it.
It did, but I don't know. I had to stick that in there eventually. I don't know. That's the way I've been feeling. You know, it was a look. I know this is cliche. It was a long. It was one of the longest, hardest, coldest, damnedest winters, and we've had a lot of those damnedest type winters recently. But this is one of the coldest, longest ones. Anyway. So I've been thinking about that song recently, and then somehow this version of it came to light. We have the actual LP that was the Wii 5, right? Now you know the Wii 5 from Joe. What was that song that the Wii 5 did back in '65 or so?
Like you were on my mind,
right?
Woke up this morning,
and you were on my mind, right? That was a big hit, man. You hear that on the oldie goldie stations. But they won't play that one for you. That's them, of course, covering the George Harrison Beatles tune from like 1970 on that one, right? So for what that's worth, that was the Wii 5. And before that, it was... Oh, come on. This is another one I could stump Joe Stax. Joe, do you want to tell us who was doing that Hard to Keep My Mind on You song?
Well, yeah.
Right?
That was part of the above-ground sound. Of the one and only Jake Holmes.
That's right. The above ground sound of Jake Holmes, ladies and gentlemen. And let's put a pin in that for a minute, because we got to go back and announce Chesty's chick pick. This is one of the most awesome chick picks of all time. The group is called Bluebird. Okay, and this is Billy Drake was the song. They're on the Jerdon label. And yes, that's a record that Chesty actually found and bought and brought into the studio and said, check that one out, man. They must be from the West Coast. Joe, what do we know about Bluebird?
Well, they are, in fact, they're not just West Coast. But, you know, their affiliation with Jerdon puts them in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, right, okay, right.
Kind of late. I don't know much about the history, the overall history of Jerdon. You know the affiliation with, like, the Galaxies and the Sonics, so you tend to peg them kind of early to mid-60s.
Well, weren't they based out of Seattle?
Yeah. That seems like late 60s, early 70s. That seems awfully late in the game for a regional indie like that.
Yeah.
That's all.
Definitely. So I'm thinking Bluebird, yeah, that had that kind of early country rock sound. I would put that single somewhere late 68, 1969. Maybe 1970, but as late as 70. What do you think?
It could work.
So we don't know. So what? So that's it? They didn't have an album or anything. They just had that one single. We don't even know.
Well, looking them up here in the Vernon Joynson compilation.
Yes, Joe.
That was one of only two singles they put out, and that was 1970.
Wow.
They had one on the Burdette label, which I don't recognize, and I guess they recorded enough in studio though that they were able, that someone was able to put out an album's worth of material on the Piccadilly label,
right, which was affiliated with, I think, a subsidiary of Jerdon.
Okay, but that came much later in 1980, according to this.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry that these guys didn't do more. I thought that was a pretty hip record. And the flip side is a Dylan cover, by the way, of I Shall Be Released, which frankly isn't all that good, but I don't know, man. I was digging that Billy Drake record. All right, we're going to check in real quick here on the email. Oh, wait, I guess we should, real quick, Joe, Jake Holmes. Now, one of the reasons I played Jake Holmes is because, well, first of all, we got a nice copy of the Stereo Tower label pressing there of the Jake Holmes Above Ground Sound album. But more to the fact that, you know, with poor Joan Rivers having passed on last year, everyone talking about her career and whatnot, no one ever seems to mention the fact that she started out in Greenwich Village, New York City, in a comedy trio known as Jeff, Jake, and Joan, right? And cool. Jake, in Jeff, Jake, and Joan, the comedy group, was Jake Holmes, the singer-songwriter there, guy that we just heard, and of course they show up in a little-known B-movie called Once Upon a Coffee House, right, which was later renamed Coffee House a Go-Go or something when it was released in the drive-ins. Seriously, it was made in Florida, and the guy, the director of the film, saw them in the nightclub in New York City and flew them down to be in the picture.
Well, how about that? I just the idea that they were in a combo. He was in a combo with Joan Rivers. It's like, they probably, like, shared a bill with the Mugwumps at some point.
Well, I'll tell you what, I might have some of that comedy routine ripped, and if I do, I'm going to play in the after hours, because staying on an extra hour tonight, folks.
Well, I'm zipping along through the internets. That's here. For some more on the band Bluebird, it looks like they've got their own webpage at theregents.net/Bluebird.
The hell you say.
A little bit more of their history.
All right. But in the meantime, it's Boise, Idaho checking in tonight. Just tuned in time for Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week here, and boy, he says it was righteous. Now, this is your fan, Mr. Bill, out in Boise, Chess. Standing by now. Doc, are you ready? Are you ready? You're going to like this. Are you standing by?
Yes, I am.
Because here comes one of these.
Record rip-off.
Oh.
We're going to do a record rip-off. For you know Louie Louie, right? You know the guy from Louie Louie,
man, right?
You know Louie Louie?
Yeah.
Louie Louie.
I was gonna have this. Whoops.
Oh, whoa.
So y'all know how Louie Louie goes with that dun dun dun.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun. Okay. Well, we all know that the guy that sang lead vocals on that, Jack Eli, had just passed away this past week or so. Right? And apparently Jack Eli split with the Kingsmen before that got to be a big hit, and then that was kind of it for him. And then he worked out a deal that anytime Louie Louie appears on any compilation or any re-release, he gets his name in on it. So if you ever see Louie Louie by the Kingsmen, you will always see it listed as Louie Louie by the Kingsmen featuring Jack Eli. Right? That's a fact. Go check it out on your CDs and your vinyl and your tapes and your things there, kids. Well, Jack Eli tried to get back on the scene, and he actually got a major label to release a thing called Love That Louie. Okay, so we're gonna honor Jack Eli with his attempt to get back on the charts solo under the name Jack Eli on the RCA label. And the thing that really hurts me about this is he takes the whole Louie Louie keyboard thing and kind of does like an inversion of it, like a retrograde inversion, and it's very disturbing. Here it comes exclusively tonight on Lost Discs Radio, folks. Like, this is how the Louie Louie riff sounds in an alternate universe, right? I'm just saying.
Crazy man, like I've been pressing a lot of things and I've been flipping over your show, man. It's too much.
Fishing after blue. vibration. I want to spend my vacation with you. No one else will do. I want you every night to hold real tight while on the beach beneath the pale moonlight. For you are my love, I swear by stars above, you are my curtain dove.
Lost is radio.
Congratulations!
Okay, now pretend I got a gun and you have to get it away from me. You dig?
Huh.
Not so much singing their way through there as kind of shouting it. We teenagers
know what we want.
Know what we want. There's just this one guy in the background. Oh, I like the guy in the background who just yells, "We know what we want." That's all he does. It's like there's no exact pitch to what he's saying. He's just kind of in the studio and he kind of knows where the microphone is and he's just kind of yelling that line that, wow, man, that's actually the title of the song. Okay, that was the, now listen, that was the Eminons, right? Eminon. Seriously, I had to practice this earlier. No, like, I think like as if they're emanating something. Doc, what were they emanating something?
Not really, except for that one guy in the back.
Okay, the Eminons on the ABC Paramount label. Okay, now I think they were sort of like a follow-up to like Danny and the Juniors because they make a reference to the Hop, you know, like At the Hop.
Oh,
I think they were sort of trying to be
a
much less talented Danny and the Juniors there from 1958 or early 59, man.
Uh-huh.
The Eminons, and before that it was Wilbert Harrison on the Neptune label. That's a cool old blues record label there, Doc. We should throw it up on the poll at the website one of these times. What's the? Do we have a website?
Do we?
Doc, what's the web? we do. Wilbert Harrison on a Neptune label with After Graduation. And if you listen to that record, man, you got to be concerned about the way he's pronouncing. He says, After Graduation. I think he was smacking the bottles there on that one, Joe. What do you say?
If it could work for Screamin' Jay, why couldn't it work for Wilbur Harris?
And before that, yes, speaking of that kind of a blues type thing, though, it was B.B. King. Man, yeah, we're spinning B.B. King with the Catfish Blues. You know, we had to do it there. We did a little bit of a dead set type thing because we kicked it off with Jack Eli. Whew, off the RCA Victor label with Love That Louie. That then a retrograde inversion of the weird riff of the thing. And just even Yukon Jack in the chat room chimed in and said how disturbing that retrograde riff of Louie Louie was. All right. Speaking of things that are disturbing, Chesty, you need to explain. Oh, by the way, Wayne.
Explain to Wayne.
Wayne and Diana have chimed in on the email tonight, digging the show live once again. Yes, we are live tonight on May 16th of 2015, in case you didn't really even realize it. Folks, you should get in on the email. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Chesty, real quick, and I mean real quick, you get on that microphone there? Can you lead into this set? Because we got Jose Feliciano laying it down for us. What's shaking here?
You know how sometimes when an animal dies who's part of your life, they're very special. And my sister's dog, Sunny Super, is in the big dog sky. And he was a really special dog. They thought he was found in a field. They thought he was a deer. Kind of has a special springy style about him. And everybody loved the dog, Sunny Super.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are gone, now the bright days are here. My sunny one, shone so sincere, sunny one, so true. I love you. Sunny, I want to thank you for the sunshine you gave. Sunny, I want to thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all. Now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, I wanna thank you for the facts. Hey, don't you see now, baby? Sunny, I wanna thank you for the truth you let me see. My life was torn like a wind blowing sand. A rock was born, baby, when you stepped in. Sunny, sunny, warm, so true. I love you. Why, yes, I do. Sunny, I wanna thank you for that smile up on your face. Now, sunny, yeah, sunny, I wanna thank you for that sweet and warm embrace. Now, really tell me now. You're my spark of nature's fire. You got my soul and my desire. Oh, Sonny, now you know, Sonny, yeah. I love you. Yes, I really do, yeah, Sonny. Yesterday, my life was filled with so much dream. Sonny, you smile at me and then you really sunny one, so sincere, sunny one, so true, I love you.
love you. I love you. Whoa, Sonny, I love you, yeah. I love you, Sonny, when you spend my money. Sonny, don't you know? I really love you so. Sonny, I love you, oh yeah.
Wait a minute. If you can't talk, just singing. Whoa, Mr. Charlie, do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Mr. Charlie, yeah. Do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Mr. Charlie, see if you ain't got no water, boy. Just let that old mill burn on down. Little boy was lonesome. He walked off and cried, he said. Walk back in the city one more time. Whoa, Mr. Charlie, I won't have no place to stay. Mr. Charlie, I won't have no place to stay. Mr. Charlie said, boy, you'll have a home with me. Just as long as there is a day. Boy, sighed, he'd tell him one more time. And he hollered at him. Whoa, Mr. Charlie. Do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Mr. Charlie. Do you know your rolling mill is burning down? Mr. Charlie, see if you ain't got no water, boy. Just let that old mill burn on down.
Lostest Radio.
Stop reading that underground trash and pay more attention to your homework.
Hey, mister, I know nothing about you. I'll never know the hardships you've been through. Hey, mister, I know nothing about you. Better write my songs about the things you do.
You dig in the dark to search for the light. Perhaps you've been a troubled man. But I was born lucky when troubles arrived. The work you've done will never pass through my hands.
Hey, mister, I know nothing about you. I'll never know the hardships you've been through.
Hey, hey,
hey. Hey, mister, I know nothing about you. Better write my songs about the things you do.
In my social circle, we always complain. We're never satisfied with what we've got. But we've been sheltered from the winds and the rain. Makes you the man I'll never be, and I'm not.
Hey, mister, I know nothing about you. I'll never know.
I hope you'll forgive me when I try to say or sing what your life's all about. But if I really could, I'd help you some way, though I'm on the inside looking out.
Hey, mister, I know nothing about you. I'll never know. My songs about the things you do.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey, mister. Hey, mister. Hey, mister. Hey.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, that four Jacks and a Jill.
Oh,
now
geez.
Listen, this is not, was not, I would not have done it normally. Because we all know about my unhealthy fixation.
Jeff, Jack, and Joan.
Doc. On four Jacks and a Jill.
Yes.
Okay, but I got the opportunity.
It's almost as bad as Patience and Prudence.
Now, come on. We got, yes, yeah, that's fair to say. We, geez. I played that for our friends, the Supers. Friends, what am I saying? Friends and family. Down in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, who lost their poor bunny rabbit, Mr. No, their poor kitty cat, Mr. Oh, Bluebird's the name of the group, Jesse. Don't forget. It's been one of those nights.
It's an animal farm.
The rabbit's name was
I was
Waffles.
Thinking of Waffles, the rabbit. Yes. No, Mr. Their cat died. Both of their dogs died, and their cat died. Mr. was the cat. Their dog Charlie died, so we heard Mr. Charlie by Lightnin' Hopkins. Right, if you can dig that action off the International Artists label. Yes, the same label as 13th Floor Elevators and the Red Crayola, my God. And of course, we kicked off that set with Sunny for that Australian Blue Heeler that they had. That dog, Sunny. Right, we had Jose Feliciano knocking it dead there, folks. You've been digging Lost Discs Radio for yet another wasted hour of your life, folks, I guess. Get over to our website, lostdiscsradio.com. And that's not when, unless you're over at rockinradio.com, where they tolerate us, man. We can catch the RLT Archives Music Magazine with the boss man, Randy Tibbins, and the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, and the electrophonic sound of Bri-Fi Phillips. We gotta go. Thanks, Doc.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Chesty. Thanks, Roadrunner. Thanks, Joe.
Hey, thanks a lot, everybody. Good night.
And good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever.
Now, we got your name and address, haven't we?
Well, I
excellent. We'll telephone you as soon as we get a booking. But terribly good of you to have dropped in and seen me, old man.
She didn't take
goodbye.
My name.
Goodbye.